Good morning. This morning's celebration is for Tom and Alethea Keeley. We will open with number 562 in the music issue, 10,000 Reasons, number 562. Please stand as you are able. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, my time has come, still my soul will sing your praises unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome, welcome. As we celebrate the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, Advent is near. Let us ask the Lord to bless us as we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. My thoughts and my words, and what I've done, what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the mighty of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. To be praised. Give her a reward for her labors and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. See the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
A letter from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. Security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But brothers and sisters are not in darkness for that day to overtake like a thief. For all you are children of the light, and children of day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. the Lord. Whoever remains in me bears much fruit. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to one who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And throw the Gospel of the Lord. "Out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground." From St. Matthew, fear. "Blessed are those who fear the Lord." From our psalm. "The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." From our first reading from Proverbs. Fear. What do we fear? Actually, fear is used in 2 different meanings in the scripture. First, fear, anxiety caused by danger or evil, an anxiety caused by danger or evil. And the second form of fear of the Lord. This is knowledge and experience that God is holy, almighty, all-knowing, awesome, and wonderful. The best thing I remember about this, the fear of the Lord, is Rich Mullins's song from about 30 years ago. "Awesome God." Anybody know that? Shall I sing it? Well, maybe later. These 2 different fears tell us of how we know God. These fears also help us understand how we experience God. For example, fear is the anxiety caused by danger or evil, the first definition. We naturally fear dangerous things. We fear drowning, for example. So we learn how to swim. We stay close to shore. We fear falling, so we hold on to the rail at Grand Canyon. Oh, you should have seen my white knuckles. we fear robbery, so we don't walk out at night with a lot of money. Maybe we fear animals. Are you afraid of snakes? Are you afraid of spiders? Wow. We fear maybe even evil. Hopefully, we fear sin. We're afraid of sin. We don't want to fall into sin. We should be afraid of all these things. But do we believe in the same way? Do we fear God in the same way? Do we believe God is dangerous? No. Do we believe the Lord is evil? No. The third servant in today's gospel was afraid of his master. Are we afraid of Jesus Christ, our master? Hopefully, no. So that brings us to the second definition of fear, the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is very different. Fear of the Lord is knowledge that he is the creator and thus all-powerful. If we have fear of God in this way, we believe he is most holy and all good. We trust in him, in his ways, above all. We know that his path is best for us because he loves us. Fear of the Lord is also an experience, a way of life. We worship this all-powerful God. We adore Jesus, the King of Kings. We pattern our lives upon this holy Savior. When we fear this awesome, powerful God in this way, we will be blessed. We will be praised. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, from our psalm. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This is the fear in this context. At times we don't have belief in this God. At times we think he is an avenging God, waiting for us to make a mistake. When I was a boy, I thought God was this kind of all-powerful figure sitting on his throne in heaven in a big basket of lightning bolts next to him. Anybody have that knowledge of God? Maybe you still do. Just when I was making a mistake, he would pick up the lightning bolt and bang. Nope, that's not right. That's not who God is. So, let us follow some of us follow his minimum commandments just to kind of get by. We learned in our Catholic morality class this semester, just finished this Saturday, that we don't want to be minimalism of the commandments. We want to be on the call to holiness, to maximum. Some follow this minimum commandment because we are afraid of punishment. Some of us think God just wants to send us to hell. Nope. What is missing? This belief, this fear of the Lord in the way that he is all-loving, all-merciful, all-forgiving. This is my Episcopal motto from the prodigal son, that the Lord is full of compassion and he wants to forgive us, he wants to love us. We think of the many stories in the gospel. The woman caught in adultery, for example. All the tax collectors, for example. God is all-loving, all-merciful, all-forgiving. With this belief, we will become good and faithful servants. Thank you, Jesus, for being our loving and merciful God. Help us to believe in your awesome power as we fear our compassionate God. Help us to worship you with wonder and adoration. You are an awesome God. Let us be your good and faithful servants. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, the Father of visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, God not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. The Holy Spirit was incarnate to the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again with fullness of riches. He ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With hope and joy in our awesome God, we present our requests to this loving Father.
May Pope Francis, Bishop John, and all the priests of our diocese serve with conviction for the truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are in a position of power and influence in the world, who can be supporters of respect and the lives of all children in the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have been called to the priesthood, and may lead by the example of your lives and the sincerity of his priesthood. Commit themselves daily to the sacrament of marriage, and by their example are a model of God's love to their children. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Corinne Duran, Merced Corrales, and Antonia Perez, may they be purified of their sins and received into heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Compassionate and loving Father, hear our prayers and continue to lead us along the path of mercy, love, and life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
For the preparation, we will sing number 472, In Every Age, number 472.
Just to be patient, even as we wait. Teach us.
us to embrace our every joy and pain, to sleep peacefully, and to rise up strong in every age. Oh God, you have been our refuge in every age. Oh God, you have been our
Grant, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
I lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death
and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, whose without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace of Christ, God bless you.
Peace of Christ, thanks for serving. Peace, thanks.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Number 439.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Matthew Brackey. I'm with the Cathedral Stewardship Council. For anyone who might not have been in attendance last weekend, you're not off the hook for stewardship renewal just yet. Although the Commitment Sunday celebration has come and gone, we are still accepting your completed forms via the collection plate at the parish office or through the electronic link. See the bulletin for details. In the gathering space today, Stewardship Council members can be found at a table armed with blank forms and are ready to help with any questions that you might have. We want to thank you for responding to God's call. God bless all of you and your efforts in helping our parish flourish. Thank you.
Also, Mass will be offered on Thanksgiving Day here at the Cathedral at 9 o'clock a.m.
Thank you all for, especially the ministers at this Mass. and thanks to this dedicated stewardship and council. The cathedral parish is one of the best in the diocese for renewal of stewardship every year. Just like we have an anniversary every year, a birthday every year, Christmas, Easter every year, we want to renew our commitment to the Lord because we are grateful stewards. Thank you, thank you. The Lord be by our lives.
Thanks be to God. We'll go forth singing number 437, Though the Mountains May Fall, number 437.
Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. Could the Lord ever leave you? Could the Lord forget his love? Though a mother forsake her child, he will not abandon you. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. Should you turn and forsake him, he will gently call your name. Should you wander away from him, he will always take you back. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. Go to him when you're weary, he will give you eagle's wings. You will run, never tire, for your God will be your strength. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name.